And we got out here in a DC-3 and we had to sit and wait an hour to take off. And poor old Cat Weinberger was on the plane. I felt so sorry for him.
That's sick.
No, just that we had to, we were so late and everything was late up there. But Roger Milliken was there and asked me, thank you, Beth, say how proud he was. Jerry Milbank, I wrote a little note today too. This
last 2 years, God, you can't be that old.
I'm awful old.
You were born, you were, how old were you when you came?
I must have been about 10.
Let's just take it. Make sure unless you wasn't sure of this hand.
This is pretty good.
Give her a copy and have autograph.
This would be an interesting. Hey. It's a book. This would be a reference. We didn't get it.
Yeah.
He was going through it. It's an old book of Washington or something. So we'll put it with your personal friend. He's been saying for me. Unless you want it somewhere else, I think you can.
We want it from home.
Oh, yes.
What does it say?
It's such fine little print, I think.
Browns through. Farewell address.
Yes, it is farewell address to.
Who's coming tonight to that dinner? If I got the list.
We're gonna, I think they're texting. We have the presentation on the left.
She's nice.
She's a very good looking woman.
Yeah, and you just can't have the fat cats, you know, the thing that, and I want to do everything we can for Maurice Spiegel. But if I, when I studied that list that he gave recommendation, we, for 4 years, we couldn't have anybody but Bonanza Spiegel in there.
Well,
there ain't no way.
We just worked them in.
So what we're going to do, what I'm going to do is to work in 2 or 3 evenings. Those evenings, you can take more, but people have a better time.
Yeah. We'll get his top big contributors into state dinner, and then...
Well, don't, what about evening? Isn't that great?
Yeah, the top ones.
Well, okay.
Okay. And it gets hard, because then, and you get an equal number.
Well, but you got Jimmy Roosevelt, that's good. Pierre Rainbow, those are people who stuck their necks out. Rosenstiel.
Well, that Julie called about her. That's Annenberg's daughter.
Wait, oh, of course. Sam's daughter. Sam's part. Our inspector.
Now, see, those are
really
your
well.
Chairs. Some of those are chairs. Some
Georgia
of
them are...
Wow.
Carrie Ray, isn't that great? I wonder why he loves him. He supports
him. Well, he was at that $1,000 plate dinner in Los Angeles. And he's on the list.
We'll stand out afterwards. I'll at least meet the afternoon. Yes, I think probably.
I can tell you what happened on the afternoon.
Oh, I had heat bill too, don't you think?
I think so, but what happened is that they first told us they could have 300 in that room. And so we sent over just Timmons' list because we had it first. There are an awful lot just from the Hill tonight. Because then they chopped off the others that we got from Malik and everybody. They said, no, 100 was all they could really handle downstairs. So tonight will be sort of one-sided during the dinner, although there'll be a few state, a few British. Yeah, that won't happen again, but they gave
well,
the wrong
answer. Well, after dinner, yes. It doesn't matter what they come, they're going to hear entertainment. They don't give a damn who the head of state is. They want to see the president.
That's right.
So they're after dinner. It's the dinners that care whether it's he or Hussein.
That's
right.
Really
good entertainment for Hussein. The Carpenters as well. And yeah. I have a lot of young people with the Carpenters. I have a
well, the Carpenters, somebody, well, they were once somebody was in an accident yesterday, so we're going to change.
They can't come?
One or the other was. Don't you worry about that. They're working on that right now.
I'm sure.
And we're going to have different entertainment tonight because Mary Costa broke her leg.
Broke her leg?
Just this morning or yesterday afternoon.
Who the hell are we having?
Well, I think they're working on that. But when the Carpenters do come, then we get a lot of the young kids who really work in the campaign, too. Yeah, they'd be up with this for me. The evenings are really very...
Much more.
I think,
well,
yeah.
The main there, and then you don't get the entertainer shake hands.
Yeah.
I'll just stand out there and well, through, we shake hands with everybody, and that's just it. And it's just great.
Yeah. Wow. I think we, and I think by all means, we should have Ben Cliburn for an evening at the White House.
We haven't had it.
For an evening?
Yeah.
I think he should be invited as a guest sometime, but we haven't had it for an evening, and I think he's just magnificent at that piano.
He's always good. Our friend, I'm sure he'll be at any time he'll come.
And the other one that I like is that Williams.
Yes, Williams.
We did have him on.
Not Andy Williams.
Yeah. Not Andy, the piano player. Went off with him. But I don't know what she looks like. But that girl sang the Star-Spangled Banner has a voice that is fantastic. I don't know what kind of she normally sings or anything.
Well, we could check her. The other one, of course, is great. What sings Johnson?
Oh, yes. I need Brian.
Oh, Leon Thomas.
Oh, Leon Thomas.
The new girl.
She is great.
She's great, but the question is whether she didn't come on and on. She's not really well. They have to be careful to check that because I was not going to have to do that.
Well, I don't think she's ever been. Yeah, but I think before, I think I remember Charlie Borders talking about her a long time ago at someone, because I can check that with somebody.
Charlie Borders. He's quite good at this sort of thing.
Yeah, because he moves, he goes, he isn't to so many of these, goes to so many of these things.
Well,
I don't
know.
Sometime when they meet in New York, that New York Yacht Club is sort of a fascinating old building. All kinds of people.
Harvard.
And everyone saying they have never been more proud of you than your press conference the other day. Well, Eric, I guess after your speech on the peace thing, because you said you did that without almost taking, it was done so beautifully in the right tone and everything. But your press conference yesterday, again on the way of Glenn Garman and Ray Price and I were talking. Yes, he played the clarinet. He played that with Mary McPartland or whatever her name is. He played at the Carlisle Hotel. It was a great piano player. And he was really good.
And they heard the press conference? They weren't there.
No, but they
was on TV.
Well, no, but it was the people had read it in the paper who commented on it, but it was, I couldn't hear it because I got about 4 phone calls, so it was on, we could turn on station.
Oh, yeah, on radio.
6 or something on our television set that picks up the
press conference.
Oh, there we go. And that's how Lennon
was heard. And they were pleased with
them. Very.
Well, but he is, if you read the paper. book on is on blood chemistry, and blood chemistry, he believes has an enormous effect on health, everything, you know, it's a new art, it's something, it's old, but it's new. Most doctors don't understand it, but all that thought, he just did.
Oh, I know, he's great, he writes, I'll talk to him and tell him about it.
Why don't you talk to him and tell him that you've got it, I think it'd be a good idea. If you want to call, that I want to appreciate it for the letter. Second, that I told a couple of people to read the book, the updated version of I know what they were talking about. You know, because I hear somebody's, you know, sort of down, you know, you read that, it's good for you. But I said mainly because I told them of this relationship of physical to emotional, of emotional to physical to the stress, you know what I mean? I said, your cholesterol will go up, in direct relationship to what you've been through. I said, the diet helps some. Thank you.